Yeah, I had to get that one in before we're off today. Rockwell, yeah, nepotism. That's how we got to start. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a break, and the news is coming up next, and we'll do it again next year for the Halloween Fly Jams. Roger, we'll see you. You're off on Monday, right? You're not here.
Right, I'll be here Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning. Okay, we'll see you then. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll take a quick break. The news is coming up in 14 seconds, and it didn't play. So the news is coming up now. How about that, everybody? See you guys on Monday morning. My dad will tell a joke. We'll review all the new movies as well. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. WGN News time is 5 o'clock. Let's get to the newsroom and Vic Vaughn.
Thanks, Nick. It's cloudy and 53 at O'Hare. A couple of local campus alerts this morning, one involving online threats, another a gun. Details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vanneveld.
And good morning. We had an earlier accident outbound side of the Kennedy at California that closed the ramp. Now reopen. Accident has been cleared. No delays on the Edens. Looks good so far on the Eisenhower, the Stevenson, even the Dan Ryan. No problems there. Watch for an accident in Hanover Park at Lake and County Farm. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vanneveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Officials at Northern Illinois University have posted a safety bulletin alerting students of an assault involving a gun inside a dormitory room. According to the bulletin, three people were involved. One of them displayed a gun but did not use it. It happened on the main floor of the Stevenson Towers late last night. The person who had the gun is in custody. The other two, as of yet, are not. Extra police presence this morning at Evanston Township High School. Evanston PD tweeted just after midnight that the added officers are in response to recent threats against the school made online. It says they are not credible threats at this time, but says it's opened an investigation. Defense Secretary James Mattis this morning is touring the heavily fortified demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. He spoke alongside the South Korean defense minister a few hours ago and said the U.S. is committed to finding a diplomatic solution.
North Korean provocations continue to threaten regional and world peace. And despite the unanimous condemnation by the United Nations Security Council, they still proceed.
He says the United States' goal is not war, but rather complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The small African nation of Burundi this morning became the first country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The ICC spokesman says the pullout takes effect today. The ICC prosecutes some of the world's worst atrocities. Tiger Woods is due in court today. ABC's Scott Goldberg reports he's expected to enter a plea on charges of reckless driving.
It was Memorial Day when police in Florida found Tiger Woods in the driver's seat asleep at the wheel. In this dash cam video, his speech was slurred.
I'm sorry?
Woods registered a zero on a breathalyzer, but a toxicology test found in his system two opioid painkillers, two sleep drugs, and THC, the active ingredient in marijuana.
Woods is expected to plead guilty to the charges. He'll likely get probation, a small fine, and community service. Police in Kiwanis, Wisconsin are on the lookout for a wild turkey they say has been terrorizing the city, chasing people and pecking at cars. Kewaunee Police Lieutenant Brad Sanderfoot says a Department of Natural Resources turkey task force tried to shoot it, but his carcass was never found.
So we're not sure if the turkey's still around or if it left somewhere and go somewhere else, or we're not sure where the turkey is.
How about that? And cleanup crews resumed work this morning after an oil spill on the south branch of the Chicago River. It's not clear yet where it came from. The EPA installed some containment barriers in the Bridgeport area yesterday. It says geese and ducks in that area, the ship canal towards California Avenue, have already been affected by that oil spill. An update now from WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Bennett.
Good morning, Vic. That's zero in the left-hand column of the Bulls' record. It's gone. The Bulls picked up their first win after an 0-3 start, beating the Atlanta Hawks 91-86 at the United Center. Robin Lopez led all five Bulls starters in double figures with 16. And rookie Larry Markkanen hit just his second three-pointer of the night to put the Bulls up by four in the final minute. Markkanen scored 14. The Bulls will host the Thunder tomorrow night. The NFL weekend got off to a rather lopsided start. The Baltimore Ravens blew out the Miami Dolphins 40-0, and they did it despite a concussion which sidelined Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco on a hit to the helmet from Dolphins linebacker Kiko Alonso. Baltimore's 4-4, Miami now 4-3. Sunday, it's the Bears and Saints. Dan Hampton with a preview this morning at 7:40 on the Steve Cochran Show. The Blackhawks have shuffled their lines as they prepare for a visit from the Nashville Predators tonight. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report will have tonight's game at 7:30, pregame with Chris Bowden at 7. We'll talk to Coach Q this morning at 8:40. The World Series shifts to Houston tonight, Game 3, with the Dodgers and Astros all even. The Cubs made more changes to their coaching staff. Chili Davis, their new hitting coach. Brian Butterfield, their new third base coach. College football last night in DeKalb. It was Northern Illinois rallying to beat Eastern Michigan in overtime, 30-27. Out west, 20th-ranked Stanford got by Oregon State, 15-14. Northwestern goes for 3 in a row tomorrow when the Wildcats host number 16 Michigan State. We'll have the pregame at 2 here on WGN. Coach Pat Fitzgerald this morning at 7:10. Illinois hosts Wisconsin tomorrow. The big game of the Big Ten, number 2 Penn State at number 6 Ohio State, 9th-ranked Notre Dame with a ranked opponent in South Bend, again, number 14 NC State. I'm Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Buffalo Grove Theater.
Buffalo Grove Theater.
Thurgood Marshall. His name means justice.
This here is Mr. Thurgood Marshall. The man is an attorney. You will treat him with the respect that he deserves.
Marshall, the inspiring true story of the first African-American Supreme Court justice, is now playing at the Buffalo Grove Theater. Watch his trailblazing journey into American history and join him as he battles one of his most career-defining cases. Tickets available now at bgtheater.com and Fandango. Together, we live hard, but we fight harder.
Football season is here, and whether you're tailgating, entertaining at home, or watching the games on your couch, don't forget to buy the Marconi Giardiniera. You can put Marconi Giardiniera on everything. You know why? Because there's nothing better. In eggs, on pizza, subs, sausage, you name it, Marconi Giardiniera's on it. One of Chicago's favorite traditions since 1898. With over 100 years of experience, Marconi should be the only Giardiniera in your kitchen. Marconi Giardiniera, hot, medium, or mild, available wherever finer foods are sold. Or visit Marconi-Foods.com.
Fix that leaky chimney. If you see signs of water within 10 feet of your chimney or fireplace, call Lindeman Chimney at 877-WOOD-890 or go to cleanfireplace.com.
Folks, when shopping for a home mortgage, how much is great service, low closing costs, and competitive interest rates worth to you? At Townstone Financial, it's priceless. Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of Townstone Financial. Let's hear about the Townstone experience from one of our customers.
You're making a big commitment, and having people like you guys on our side really eased all that tension that we had. I have friends that are in the process of looking at homes and, you know, trying to get their feet wet with, just getting into the real estate market. And I've already, you know, given your guys' name out. Absolutely. You guys are hands down one of the best companies I've ever dealt with. You guys are top-notch excellent.
Remember, nobody values your home mortgage business more than Townstone. I guarantee it, and I own the company. So call me now, Barry Sterner, at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financials, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, Illinois Mortgage Licensee 6629 and NMLS 136639, Equal Housing Lender.
Your money on WGN. Most Asian equities finished higher today. Same trend this morning across the Eurozone, seeing mostly positive numbers in early trading there. Oil and gold futures are slightly lower in pre-market trading. Dow and S&P futures point to gains at opening on Wall Street. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Turning a bit colder for us today. Colder pattern's going to settle in. Keep our highs in the 40s all the way through the middle of next week. So mostly cloudy for us today. Some peaks of sun. Windy with winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Our temperatures holding steady this afternoon in the low to mid-40s. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, and cold down to around 34 for the low. Could see a sprinkle or flurry late tonight or early tomorrow morning, but not a big deal. Otherwise, mostly cloudy Saturday, just 44 for the high. Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, 45. Monday, partly cloudy, 49. Partly to mostly cloudy for Halloween on Tuesday with a high of 43. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's cloudy at both airports. 42 at O'Hare, 43 at Midway, and Lockport, 40. It's 44 downtown. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom. Ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
When you talk about a Tesla, you probably aren't talking about their seats. But CEO Elon Musk takes his cushions seriously. So Musk, in 2015, made the call. Tesla would build the seats itself. Now, as the electric car maker faces bottlenecks in the production of the Model 3, some analysts question whether trying to do so much in-house is causing problems. But seats have caused their share of problems. The electric car maker has issued 4 seating-related recalls since 2013.
Passengers flying into the United States are encountering tougher scrutiny Thursday after stepped-up security measures took effect at airports around the globe. Officials say the new screening is likely to add delays for some 325,000 travelers a day in more than 100 countries. The airport interviews and other measures are designed to avoid imposing a ban on laptop computers in aircraft cabins amid fears that bombs could be concealed inside.
Up for auction, Albert Einstein's formula for a happy life. The physicist scribbled this note and handed it to the bellboy instead of a tip when he was strapped for cash in a Tokyo hotel in 1922. He advised him to keep the note, saying its value would one day amount to more than the tip would have. Almost 100 years later, the bellboy's nephew has cashed in, the note fetching $1.3 million on Tuesday at a Jerusalem auction house.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is Friday, October 27th, 5:11 in the morning. An audible gasp from our studio from that last story in the montage. Are you kidding me? $1 million? Come on. 1.3. Wow. I don't even know if I can continue on with the program this morning. That's hard. Good morning, everyone. Glad you're here for our Friday edition of The Opening Bell. We have lots to cover this morning. Paul Nolte's in the house. It's been a big week for earnings. We'll go over some of that, talk a little bit about the economy as well. And a little bit later on in the newscast, we'll talk a little Halloween. 68% of Americans are going to wear do-it-yourself Halloween costumes this year. We'll find out what Paul Nolte is going to be dressed up as this Halloween as well. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, shares in Asia are higher, tracking an upbeat Wall Street session. Shares posted strong gains today. Good day for technology companies and banks helped Wall Street recover from losses earlier in the week. Regional stock indexes jumped after the European Central Bank said it would gradually reduce bond purchases it has been making to strengthen the regional economy. In Asia this morning, the Asian Dow is up just about 12 points, but the Nikkei is up almost 1.5% at 268. The Hang Seng up 236. The Shanghai up about 9. In Europe this morning, markets are generally mixed to higher, with the FTSE up about 17, the DAX up 105, and the CAC is up almost a full percent. At 55 points. Futures in this country pointing to opening gains later. Look at the NASDAQ futures up about 31 points. Dow futures up 45. S&P futures are up 7. Crude oil at $52.54 a barrel. A couple of stories we're watching for you. One involving CVS. The pharmacy says it is in talks to buy the health insurer Aetna for more than $60 billion. The Wall Street Journal reporting the deal yesterday. Newspaper citing people familiar with the matter said CVS might pay more than $200 a share for the nation's third largest health insurer. Aetna's stock jumped 11%. CVS Health is the nation's second largest drugstore chain and also processes more than 1 billion prescriptions annually. Interesting to see how this might play out with our own Walgreens here in the Chicago area. The Commerce Department releases third quarter gross domestic product today, or short, GROMESTIC. It is the first of three estimates of how the U.S. economy performed in the July to September period. Two major earnings reports out today as well. We'll get to a lot of that as we bring in Paul Nolte now from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago. He's our portfolio manager. He's senior portfolio manager there. Paul, good morning and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
$1.3 million from that note.
I'm working on my signature right now.
Yeah, yes. How does that? That's a wonderful investment, I think, for somebody just to keep that note, and now they're rich.
I may not be as famous as Einstein, though. That could be the only drawback to it.
That could be. So what did you like this week?
You know, it was all about central banks this week, and really the comments yesterday coming out of the ECB, the European Central Bank, and Mario Draghi talking about their monetary policy. It's been expected that they were going to be following the Fed's lead and kind of tightening up their quantitative easing and starting to talk about raising rates. And they talked about it, but not a lot happened. So they've talked about tapering, and that is likely to start occurring a year from now. Wow. So they're really going to be just pulling back a little bit on some of their bond purchases. So monetary policy, and essentially, is going to be still very, very easy in the European community. And those dollars, that easy monetary policy, can get translated back to the U.S. So even though we're tightening, that really doesn't have an impact on the easy monetary policies that we're seeing globally. And part of the reason why we're looking at a financial stress index that is very, very low, actually near all-time lows, because of very easy global monetary policy, which leads to the higher stock market that we're seeing here.
What's going on in Europe that they're going to keep that in place?
You know, it just, I think they're reluctant to really start to pull back on the reins. We're seeing better manufacturing data. We're seeing better economic data, not only here in the United States, but we're seeing it globally. And they're talking about the synchronization of global growth now. We're starting to see a lot of the indicators pick up, exports, et cetera. So the global economy is actually doing okay. And I think they're afraid of being too quick to pull back and short-circuiting that recovery.
Does it? Does the European zone, do the Eurozone face the same challenge we do? Like, for instance, if there were something to happen to the economy, have all their tools in the basket been used already with this, or could they respond to something?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, we've talked about it in the past where we came into 2008 and the only policy that we had was lowering interest rates. And then Bernanke invented quantitative easing, which got picked up by central banks around the world. So it is one of the policies, and they can certainly extend it. They could do more. They could buy other securities. They've opened up that Pandora's box, as it were. So, I don't think they need to necessarily raise rates to create room to cut rates because of the quantitative easing policies.
What a week for earnings. Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, Intel. Boy, oh boy.
Love technology. And it's one of the big weights that we've got in our portfolios. And what you're seeing with a lot of those companies is the fact that they're, again, very good on the top line. Their revenue growth on a year-over-year basis is very good. Bottom line, you know, Amazon's always kind of a goofy one because they never really generate earnings. They mm-hmm. keep plowing it back into the company. So you look at a PE on Amazon and it's through the roof. It's a couple thousand multiple when most companies are in the teens. But when you take a look at it on a price to revenue basis, it's still not a bad company here, but you're seeing just tremendous growth out of the technology sector.
And we even saw a little bit of growth involving Twitter. Google is closing in on Apple in terms of their earnings as well.
And market cap. And market so, I mean, cap. You know, that's what I said. When you take a look at the top 10 companies in the S&P 500, there's, I think, four, maybe even five that are technology companies. And that's really what's driving the markets here. And part of the reason why we're seeing such good performance numbers out of the S&P, there's a possibility that this might be the first down week in six. But I think after today, we might actually see this being the seventh consecutive week where stocks are rising.
And so do you expect the stock market to be higher through much of the day? Or
It should be okay through the day, through the week, through the end of the year. We're now at the end of October, Halloween next week, and we now enter the best part of the year for the markets. November to May is historically the strongest part of the financial year. So it's possible that we can continue to see this go as long as we don't hit any economic hiccups. And we really don't see a lot on the horizon. It will depend a little bit on who Trump decides is going to be Fed chair. But I think he's going to err on the side of an easy monetary policy type of individual, which would be Powell or maybe reappointing Yellen.
All right, Paul, hang on with us. So we're going to continue with Paul Nolte here on the opening bell as we continue on our Friday edition. But at 5:19, we need to bring you up to date on traffic. And Mary Vandeveld standing by with that. Good morning, Mary.
And good morning. Traffic sponsored by Indeed.com. So far, so good on this Friday morning. Most of the overnight road work has been cleared. Just some minor delays coming in on 57 from about 115th. Rest of the roadways are in good shape. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Imagine heading into uncharted territory of the American West in the early 1800s. What would you find? Meriwether Lewis is here to share his story. Take a front row seat to America's greatest adventure story ever told. Featuring explorer extraordinaire Meriwether Lewis and me, John Williams. We'll be live in conversation Saturday, December 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Blizzard Theater at Elgin Community College. Tickets are on sale now. Get them online at WGNradio.com/events. Sponsored by American Sale. Visit one of their 9 Chicagoland locations or AmericanSale.com. Plan a day of fun and adventure with a trip to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. The Goods campus is 3 city blocks of over 50 brands of furniture with hundreds of styles. There's something for everyone at Goods, no matter your style or budget. It's time for the good life. That means quality furniture that tells a story. Furniture you're proud to display in your home. Browse the wide selection of good, better, and best today at goodsfurniture.com. Then leave the traffic and stoplights behind. Stop running from store to store in Chicagoland. Make the easy drive west on I-80 to Kewaunee, Illinois. Enjoy lunch in the Wine Cellar restaurant. Relax in their bed and breakfast. They've been doing it for 122 years. Goods is open every day from 9 until 6. Don't forget to visit them online right now at goodsfurniture.com. Goods, no hype, just honest-to-goodness value. Day in and day out.
Own a small business and need capital? Been in business for over a year? Have revenues of over $10,000 a month? You can get fast financing through Lender. With Lender, approval and funding from $10,000 to $300,000 usually occurs in as little as 48 hours. That's right, 48 hours. And with Lender, you can use the money for any business purpose. Not all businesses even qualify for a traditional bank loan, and Lender specializes in helping those businesses, and they can help fast. With the holidays fast approaching, do you need funds for additional employees? Help meet payroll, additional inventory. What about marketing your business? Call Lender at 312-800-0202. The application process is simple, transparent, and fast. They're local in Chicago. You can even visit their office in the heart of River North or give them a call at 312-800-0202. 312-800-0202. Quick funds to help your small business grow. Don't survive, thrive with Lender. 312-800-0202.
If you're having knee pain and you want it to go away, and you do, but you just don't think there's anything you can do about it, then please call the Joint Relief Institute. This is John Williams. They use advanced digital technology to see why and exactly where your knee is bothering you. And then they gently place an all-natural joint lubricant into your knee to replace the lost fluid. This is not surgery. You know, too often doctors miss the targeted area with injections. But at the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park, their precise advanced digital imaging lets them guide the soothing fluid in real time to the precise spot that's troubling you. Don't give up hope. Call 708-888-0000. Gosh, John, I'd like to walk, run, sleep, work, play, dance, marathon, stretch without pain. But how will I ever remember that number? 708, that's in Orland Park. 888, you can remember that. And 0000 as in zero pain. So call now, 708-888-0000.
Play ball, celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. A couple of stocks of local interest on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Deere & Company up about 1.5% at $132.14 a share. And Walgreens Boots Alliance is off about 3% this morning. I wonder if that's any connection to the CVS story. It's 67.11. It's 5:23. This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, a good day for tech companies and banks helped investors to recover some losses from earlier in the week.
The Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 3.25 points to 2560. The Dow picked up 71 to 23,400. The NASDAQ composite, though, lost 7 points, closing at 65.56. It has been a turbulent year for airline stocks. Both American and Southwest Airlines expect average airfares to creep up for the rest of this year. That marks a shift from the fare wars that have cut into profits on those carriers. Demand for both business and leisure travel remains strong. With the holiday shipping season approaching, United Parcel Service is preparing to handle another record number of packages, with deliveries up 5% from last year. As online shopping grows in popularity, Atlanta-based UPS expects to deliver about 750 million packages between Thanksgiving and December 31st. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. We're on with Paul Nolte this morning from Kingsview Asset Management, our regular Friday talk with Paul. Paul, gross domestic product numbers out today. What do we look like?
We should be certainly north of 2%. Last quarter, we're at 3%, and that seems to be the golden number right now. And I think we'll be a little bit north of 2%, maybe pushing 3%. A lot of the numbers that we're seeing from a lot of the regional feds, Chicago, Kansas City, et cetera, are all looking pretty good. So we should see some pretty good economic numbers even after the revisions. You know, as you mentioned, it's the first of three revisions to GDP. So economic growth here, and then as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing a lot of good economic growth globally. So again, we're talking a little bit more about synchronized global growth, which is a good thing, which kind of flies in the face of what we're seeing coming out of Washington and the fact of a tax cut. It's not necessarily the best time to be talking about tax cut and more money into an economy that's really starting to find its legs.
One of the other big stories this week, a lot of folks are concerned that their 401ks are going to get touched, their ability at least to put money in tax-free. Right now, the Congress is talking about maybe lowering the $18,000 cap for individuals down to something like $2,400. How would that impact savings if that came to be?
You know, it will have some impact on savings. Obviously, for those that are able to put away more than $2,400, it will impact. The thought being, my guess would be that somebody making $60,000, $70,000 a year may not be able to put away $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 into an IRA account unless they're really a very, very good saver. So it may not have that type of an impact on the average wage earner. The Roth is actually still available. It goes in non-tax-free, but all of the earnings inside of a Roth grow at tax-free rates, and then you can pull that out without paying tax. And actually, I think you might find a lot more people looking more at the Roth. And really, when we look at it from a planning perspective for clients, for those that are able to save beyond the 401k or your normal IRA type of account, a Roth is a great long-term perspective account because then you don't get taxed on the backside. And we're not sure where tax rates are going to be going when people retire 20, 30, 40 years from now. So that tends to be a much better alternative for a lot of people.
I know when I put this on my Twitter feed, it got one of the biggest responses of anything I've ever put out there. Lots of blowback happening. What are your thoughts on the chances of happening? Because people do love their 401ks.
They do like the 401ks. And you know, again, when you take a look at how much gets contributed, what we're trying to do, and the shift that we've seen over the last 30 years is away from the defined benefit plan, your pension plan, to now it's on your shoulders. You have to save for your own retirement. The 401k was born out of that. As a way to do that. So by taking away that deduction, I think is going to hurt some of those, certainly some of those savers, and make some people a little bit more reluctant to put those dollars away.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think from a long-term planning perspective and what's really good when you're looking at retirement, a lot of people don't look at the Roth and really should be looking at the Roth account, even though you don't get the tax deduction up front. A lot of those benefits are on the backside, which is really what you're interested in when you retire.
We should be doing more to encourage people to save, not discourage people to save.
Absolutely. And like I said, though, when you take a look at the tax implications of a Roth, you know, if you put in $10,000 today and it's worth $100,000 when you retire, realize that that $100,000 coming out then is taxed. So you're going to pay a lot more in taxes than your contribution even at a 15% tax bracket, let alone 20% tax bracket. And so that's why I said I think you have to take a look at those tools that are available to you. And even though you get the tax deduction today, realize that you potentially could be paying a lot more in tax on the backside. And that's why I think even if they go down this route, a Roth IRA probably is going to be a better choice. And a lot of companies now do have Roth 401ks. And I think for a lot of employees, that's a good way to go.
All right, Paul, what do you, I guess everybody wants to know, what are you dressing up for as Halloween? Or better yet, what are you giving trick-or-treaters at the Nolte house this
Oh, we've got, I think, a 40-pound bag of candy, all in bite-sized pieces, so I don't think anybody will know when I've dipped my hand into it to have some for myself.
All right, Paul, we'll see you again next week. It'll be November.
It will be November.
Right, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Paul Nolte from Kingsview Asset Management in Chicago. Kingsview.com. You can find more about Paul there. Let's head over to the newsroom now. Vic Vaughn's getting ready for the news. It's coming up next. Paul, Vic. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Yeah, we could see by the end of today the proclamation of a new independent state separate from Spain. We'll have a report on that next.
This is the opening bell on 720 WGN.
Hi, this is Jim Dahlke with today's Inno Minute on WGN Radio, a rundown of all the Chicago innovation and tech news you need to know, delivered by ChicagoInno.com. A new study from tech job marketplace Hired ranked the top 10 Chicago companies where techies want to work the most, based on brand positivity. Boeing, Grubhub, and Sprout Social top the list. Facebook is tapping Chicago-based Cars.com to offer automobile listings from car dealers. Facebook, which previously only showed vehicles that were for sale by owner, will show available cars in its marketplace tab. And all this week has been Food Inno Week at Chicago Inno, where we've covered the ins and outs of Chicago's growing food tech scene. Head on over to ChicagoInno.com to see stories on the food startups to watch, an overview of Chicago's food innovation landscape, and an inside look at RX Bar's $600 million sale to Kellogg. That's today's Inno Minute from WGN Radio. Learn more at ChicagoInno.com and sign up for The Beat, our daily email newsletter.
Come out to the Cochrane Comedy Tour.
Hi, this is Steve Cochrane, and you are?
John DeCaulis.
John and I are going to be doing stand-up comedy this weekend. Who's appearing with us Friday night?
Friday night, 8 o'clock, St. Charles, Zany's Pheasant Run, Mike Toon.
He's great. And then Saturday, a 4 o'clock show, so you can go out and have dinner and do the trick-or-treating Saturday night stuff. Tim Cavanaugh will be with us. Both guys very, very funny. So if you're looking for a good time, I hope you'll join us at Zany's.com.
The Steve Cochrane Comedy Tour is traveling soon out your way. Call for your tickets today. Come out.
Make your reservation
to the Cochrane Comedy Tour. Come out.
Don't need your hesitation
to the Cochrane Comedy Tour.
Grandview buys homes. Do you have a home that you'd like to sell today? Fast and easy. Hello, I'm Tom Detlich with Grandview Homes, and we'll buy your home stress and hassle free. With Grandview, there is no need to do any repairs, not even any cleanup. We buy homes in any condition. You pay no commissions and no closing costs. And there's no inspections, no realtors, no hassles. It is the fastest and easiest way to sell your home. Call us today and we'll give you a no-obligation fair cash offer in 24 hours and close when you want, as fast as 7 days or longer if you need more time. Take control over the process of selling your home. Choose your own moving day, then take the items you want and leave the stress and the mess to us. Grandview is locally owned and operated right here in Chicagoland. So call the name you can trust, Grandview Homes. Call us at 888-345-BUY-HOMES. That's 888-345-2894. Or visit us at GrandviewHomes.com.
Right now at the Jeep Celebration event, we're celebrating true believers, the ones who believe the end of the road is where the real fun begins. With Jeep Cherokee's legendary 4x4 capability and the off-roading prowess of Jeep Renegade and the all-new Jeep Compass. Here's to believing no adventure is ever out of reach in Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Become a believer with $500 additional bonus cash at the Jeep Celebration event. Hurry, it only happens once a year. Right now, get $5,000 total cash allowance after $500 Jeep Celebration bonus cash on the 2017 Jeep Cherokee. Visit Jeep.com to find your local Jeep brand dealer and hurry in during the Jeep Celebration event for this incredible offer. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV.
Offer excludes Sport and Latitude models. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Still ahead here in the opening bell, we'll talk a little bit about Halloween costumes. But right now it's time for the news, sponsored by Pearl Mortgage. And here is Vic Vaughn.
And happening now, several thousand protesters have gathered in Catalonia ahead of a possible declaration of independence from Spain. Catalan separatist lawmakers have filed a motion to hold an upcoming vote on whether Catalonia should establish a declaration of independence and become a separate republic and independent and sovereign state. Lawmakers from both parliamentary groups have a slim majority that would, in theory, allow them to pass the motion during a vote later today if the parliament's advisory board allows it. Contract talks resumed today in Palatine, a teacher's aid strike there. More than 450 nurses, secretaries, and other support staff walked off the job nearly 2 weeks ago. And we're seeing an added police presence along the perimeter of Evanston Township High School this morning. Evanston PD did offer an explanation in an early morning tweet that reads, "The added patrols are in response to recent online threats made against the school." In the tweet, it said they did not believe that at this time the threats are credible, but that it's a precaution. The department is not saying if the threats have anything to do with a recent WGN investigation about a number of former Evanston Township High alumnus who claim their former drama teacher sexually abused them. For now, WGN traffic, here's Mary Vandeville.
Not too bad on the Eden so far. Looks good on the Kennedy and the Eisenhower. The inbound side of the Stevenson starting to see some delays around Harlem. And the inbound side of the Ryan is building from 31st in Schaumburg. Accident at Spring and Scooth and Irving Park Road. No delays on the tolls. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mayor Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
This fall, fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's fall asleep sale going on right now. With the holidays fast approaching, they're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends and family when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress. Do that and you're going to get another mattress 50% off. Sleep at the perfect temperature when you get the new and exclusive Beautyrest black memory foam with black ice. It's just $50 a month for 60 months. Mattress Firm wants you to shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest price. And if you find the same or comparable mattress set for less than their advertised price, simply bring in the advertisement. They're going to beat it, and beat it by 10% up to 100 days after purchase. Why wait any longer? Come in today. Find your perfect mattress. You'll get 0% APR for 5 years. 866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms. Subject to credit approval. For the latest in sleep technology, shop Mattress Firm. I think we both know what I always say. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
The same banking team you already know and trust at the private bank has come together with one of the strongest banks in North America. And we have a new name. The private bank is now CIBC. We share the same focus on building strong client relationships, and we're now backed by a bank with over 150 years of experience in putting clients first. Our name may have changed, but our commitment to helping your business grow is now stronger than ever. Visit us at cibc.com/US. Member FDIC.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing.
Invisible, invasive, underestimated. Nematodes are stealing over 10% of corn and soybean yields and getting away with it, infecting your roots. They hide in healthy-looking crops or disguise themselves as drought, nutrient deficiency, or disease. Current management practices, including crop rotation, aren't enough. But a new seed treatment technology controls nematodes before they attack. Introducing NemaStrike technology. It provides broad-spectrum control from the start, stays in the root zone for up to 75 days, and delivers results you can see at harvest. Protect your seed with NemaStrike technology and take back your bushels. NemaStrike technology. Strike where nematodes attack. Learn more at NemaStrikeTechnology.com/new.
A quick look at the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk numbers. Most Asian equities finished higher today. More than a percent in value gained in Tokyo, nearly as much in Hong Kong and South Korea. Modest gains in Shanghai. Australia closed slightly off. Same trending this morning across the Eurozone, seeing mostly positive numbers there. Markets in France and Germany, nearly a percent higher now. Modest gains in Britain and Spain, slightly lower in Italy. Oil and gold futures are slightly lower in pre-market trading. Oil futures at $52.51 a barrel. Gold futures at $1,268.50 an ounce. Major index futures in the U.S. pointing to gains on Wall Street. Dow and S&P futures both up about 0.2% this morning. Now WGN Sports and Dave Ennett.
Sports is sponsored by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. The Bulls have escaped the ranks of the winless in the NBA. A 91-86 victory last night over the Atlanta Hawks at the United Center. The Bulls now 1-3, even as reports surfaced that injured forward Nico Mirotic might not oppose going elsewhere. Mirotic still sidelined with injuries suffered in a fight with teammate Bobby Portis. The shuffling of the Cubs coaching staff did not end with the firing of pitching coach Chris Bosio, who's to be replaced by Jim Hickey. The Cubs announced more moves, replacing hitting coach John Mailey with Chili Davis, and third base coach Gary Jones with Brian Butterfield. The World Series resumes tonight, Game 3 in Houston, with the series all even at a game apiece. The Baltimore Ravens blasted the Miami Dolphins in Thursday Night Football 40-0, but the big story, a hit to the helmet of Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco by Miami linebacker Kiko Alonso as Flacco was sliding. The hit knocked Flacco's helmet off and left him with a concussion. The Blackhawks are back home tonight to take on Nashville. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report of tonight's game at 7 here on WGN. Coach Q this morning at 8:40 on the Steve Cochran Show. College football last night, NIU a 30-27 overtime win over Eastern Michigan. Join Coach Fitz and the Cats as they host the 16th-ranked Michigan State Spartans tomorrow at Ryan Field. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. I'm Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy, cold, and breezy today. High 45. Winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. It's cloudy at both airports. 42 at O'Hare, 43 at Midway, 38 in Ottawa. It's 44 at the lake. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Glad you're here with us on our Friday edition at 5:41. And Halloween is next week. Have you got your costume ready to go? A new survey says about 68% of you want to wear a unique do-it-yourself costume this Halloween. We're happy to have with us this morning Yvette Rios, a lifestyle expert and host of Lifetime's The Way Home, also a Goodwill spokesperson. Yvette, good morning. Welcome to The Opening Bell.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this survey first. I'm surprised that so many people don't take the easy way out.
I know. It's really surprising. So, you know, at Goodwill, Halloween is our biggest time of year. I mean, we are really Halloween headquarters. And so it's really, really exciting. This is our fourth year doing a survey to find out what is kind of the zeitgeist around Halloween. What are people doing? What do they think would be fun to wear for parties? How many people are getting dressed up? So like you mentioned, 68% of people want a unique costume and are actually going to DIY their costume, which is a pretty big percentage. So it's really exciting and fun. You know, another really fun statistic is that 16% of pets are going to be dressed up for Halloween, so you got to get Fido ready. But I guess as Americans, we're really into Halloween.
Yeah. So, you're the expert on lifestyle and all of these things. I mean, and especially Goodwill. If somebody is still like looking for a costume, where do they even begin? I mean, is there a beginning place, or do you just sort of think what I want to do to be fun? Where do we start?
Yeah. I mean, I think with children, I've got two little kids, so I think it's a lot easier with kids. Obviously they give you guidance, but the thing that I've found has been really helpful and what I'm doing this year is starting with just a very neutral like hoodie and sweatpants. And then on that, you can kind of build, like, for instance, my older son is going to be a hippopotamus. So I found a gray, you know, hoodie and gray sweatpants. And then on that, we're building, you know, the hippo feet and the hippo, you know, feet on the hands and then the head and the ears and all of that stuff. So you can cozy them up so they're nice and warm, especially if they're going to be, like, outside trick-or-treating late at night. You want them to be warm. The weather is, like, all over the place. So it's a great neutral way to start. But, you know, I think for adults, you know, people really want to make an impression. If you're going to a Halloween party, you know, statistics, when we did our statistics, we found that people really want funny costumes, irreverent, that are kind of ironic and silly and unique. You know, I think that's the big thing. So, you know, just really trying to think outside of the box and use references in pop culture, but maybe do something kind of funny or like, you know, if you're going to be Angelina Jolie, be Angelina Jolie shopping at the, you know, supermarket with a bunch of coupons for kids. Or, you know, you just want to, you want to have that kind of unique angle to really get people to notice you.
No, we all know that going to Goodwill, you find the pieces of your costume there perfectly. But where can we go to find the ideas about putting that stuff together?
Yeah, so Goodwill has created a ton of resources on how to build, you know, your basic pirate costume. If you want to be a Ghostbuster, if you want to be a witch, you know, just kind of showing you, okay, what you need are some striped socks and you need some, you know, a black dress and a broom and all of that stuff, you know, is typically available at your local Goodwill store. So on Goodwill's website, which is GoodwillIntl.org, there are tons of Halloween ideas there, but specifically for your local Goodwill, which is of you know, Eastern Wisconsin and Chicago, it's Goodwill S-E-W, like so, .com. So GoodwillSew.com.
You know, I'm guessing, too, that maybe some other sources might be Pinterest or maybe Facebook or, you know, just sort of surfing around on Instagram, you might be able to get some good ideas, too.
Absolutely. And the other thing that we found is that group costumes are really popular. So if you do have kids, you know, use their theme and just create kind of a family costume around that. You know, so if they're going to be a superhero, be the, you know, the family can be the rest of the superheroes. Or maybe if you all go as Wonder Woman and even dad puts on some stockings, like, you know, you can kind of like use that to create an entire family group costume, because we found that group costumes were really, really popular this year. They were last year, but they're going to be popular again this year.
So if you were to judge a Halloween costume event, what would you score on? Let's say you're going to be our judge. Give us some insight into how we could win.
Well, I mean, it's funny. I love costumes where, you know, someone really put some thought into it. Like, a friend of mine posted a photo of her dressed in all pink with a bottle of rosé, and she's going to be rosé all day, you know. It's just like those, like, funny things. Maybe there are sayings that we have, or maybe it's something that's, like, very much kind of in the news, and it's out there, and, you know, people who take that and just, like, really run with it, I think is so funny. And I think people in general who really, you know, take the time to create your costume. You know, I think there's a lot of places you can buy online, you know, obviously ready-made costumes. And I think what we're finding is, especially with the millennial crowd, they really want things to be handmade, to be fun, to be, like, you know, unique and out of the box. So I think if you want to impress people, it's better to just do something that's kind of wacky and wild than go out and rent the, you know, Donald Duck costume. You know, you're not going to get as much of a bang for your buck going that route.
Yeah, and with all of the pets taking part too, maybe include your pet in your group costume as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that's such a fun idea. So if you're Shrek, he's the donkey.
That's very nice. Yvette, thank you for being with us this morning and giving us some wonderful ideas. And everybody go to Goodwill, because that's where you find all the good stuff.
Yes, and at affordable prices, which is so important.
All right, Yvette, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yvette Rios, a lifestyle expert and host of Lifetime's The Way Home, and a spokesperson for Goodwill. A couple of more findings from their survey, by the way. Half of all households will have at least one person wearing a Halloween costume this year. Also, 2 out of 3 people wearing DIY costumes use Pinterest, Facebook, and YouTube for their ideas. And as Yvette mentioned, generationally, Halloween's biggest participants this year will be millennials, with the majority planning to decorate their house, attend a Halloween party, or participate in group costumes. Good stuff. Happy Halloween. 5:48 now here on the opening bell. Let's head over to the Traffic Central. And Mary Vandeville is watching your ride into work. Mary, what are you dressing up for as Halloween this year?
Yep. I don't know yet. I always come up with the funny ones. Like one year, my favorite one was my deviled egg costume.
Oh, that's...
You know, I had the devil ears, and then I painted a big egg on me. That was good.
Good stuff.
Not sure about this year yet. Traffic sponsored by Credit Karma. Looking good on most of the area expressways and tollways. Are seeing some minor delays coming in on the Eisenhower just around Mannheim. Inbound Stevenson 24 in from the Tri-State where it's building from 1st to about Kedzie already. And the Ryan is slow from 31st. Inbound side of 57. Some minor delays there just around the Halstead area. Still have an accident in Schaumburg at Irving Park and Spring and Scooth. And get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search T-R-A-F-F-I-X Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
Hi, this is Joel Quenneville.
Coach Q just happens to be coaching the hottest team in hockey. Nothing new there, but we'll find out what's new with your Blackhawks at 8:40.
Steve Cochran show plays every morning on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain a Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has one of the largest selections of new Land Rover and Range Rover models in Chicagoland, including the exciting all-new 2018 Range Rover Velar and all-new 2018 Land Rover Discovery? Come in and experience them now. And did you know right now at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can get outstanding offers in all remaining 2016 and 2017 models. Drive a new 2016 Land Rover Discovery Sport for only $36,995. Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Don't miss out. Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago just off the Kennedy at Armitage or online at howardorlofflandrover.com. Demonstrator stock number LO3058 plus tax title license doc fee with approved credit. Offer expires 10/31/17.
It's a fact. Many door and window companies train salespeople to close the customer on their first meeting using pushy, overbearing tactics. Next Door and Windows process is entirely different. They offer an absolutely free quote with no hard pressure selling because Next Door and Window offers wood, vinyl, and fiberglass windows and doors. They'll help you pick the most beautiful and energy-efficient ones for your home. Schedule your free quote today. Receive 10% off windows and doors, plus 18 months interest-free financing. Visit nextdoorandwindow.com. Nextdoorandwindow.com.
I bet you wonder what you're going to see today.
I was looking for a Halloween costume idea for my son when I'm walking through my Goodwill store, and I see a wizard hat, then a football jersey, and finally this perfect robe. I had his costume.
To see what costume these items were used to make, visit AmazingGoodwill.com. Goodwill is your Halloween headquarters for low-priced Halloween decorations and everything you need to make that perfect, one-of-a-kind costume. Goodwill. Amazing.
Financial planning is more than just getting you from point A to point B. While many firms are good with numbers, the numbers only matter if they help you live a more enriched and fulfilling life. That's why at Private Vista, they take an evolved approach to the financial planning process. To the Private Vista team, financial planning isn't just about the money. Whether you're recently divorced, looking to sell your business, or starting to think about retirement, their team of trusted advisors can help you with some of life's most difficult transitions. They care about the big picture in your life, realizing a clear view of how you want to invest your time, energy, and money to achieve the life you imagined. And then they help you get there. With offices in Chicago and Oak Brook, you can visit them online too at MyPrivateVista.com for more information. Set up a free consultation. Visit MyPrivateVista.com. Private Vista. Wealth management evolved.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
It's 5:52 on the WGN Associated Bank Market. Dow futures pointing toward opening gains on Wall Street later, up about 42 points. NASDAQ futures up 32. S&P futures are up 6. Let's get the latest now on commodities and agriculture. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Good morning, Steve, and again, greetings from the 90th Annual National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. It was star night last night as four stars of agribusiness, agricultural placement, agricultural science, and the original star, that goes all the way back to 1928, the Star Farmer of America. Star Farmer is Austin Nordic. He is in southwestern Kansas, and his business is a lawnmower service and the winter snowplow service. The Star of Agricultural Placement, Kelly Eink, and she's interested in horsepower and torque. Engineering captured her attention, and again, she's involved in mechanical work on trucks particularly. Young lady who has certainly done well in her FFA, Supervised Agricultural Essay Department. Krista Beck, named Star of Agri-Science, and she's majoring in poultry veterinary work and is excited about the prospects for making poultry safer in the future. And then the original star, the Star Farmer of America, went to Joseph Arnold of Minnesota, and he is working on his SAE in agricultural farming and food production. The other highlight last night, the money raised by the FFA Foundation for sponsorship of scholarships and programs of the FFA, making a total of $25.8 million raised to promote and further the programs and education of the national FFA. It's an exciting time in Indianapolis. You have a great day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
You too, Orion. A couple of other stories we're watching for you this morning here on the opening bell. Microsoft's Bing search engine has long been a punchline in the tech industry, an also-ran that never came close to challenging Google's dominant position, but Microsoft could still have the last laugh since the service has helped lay the groundwork for its burgeoning artificial intelligence effort. That AI effort could help keep Microsoft competitive as it builds out its post-PC future. Bing probably never stood a chance at surpassing Google, but its second-place spot is worth more than advertising dollars it pulls in with every click. Billions of searches have provided Microsoft with massive repository of everyday questions that people are asking about health, the weather, store hours, or directions. All of that data is helping power AI systems that Microsoft is putting together. CEO of American Airlines says he's looking forward to company representatives meeting with the NAACP to discuss the civil rights group's charge that the air carrier has a culture of racial insensitivity. The NAACP earlier this week warned African Americans that if they fly on American Airlines, they may face discrimination or even safety issues. The CEO, Doug Parker, said Thursday he was initially disappointed by the charge because American has a diverse and open environment and organization. Now, the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk Outlook for Friday, October 27th. The Commerce Department releases third quarter gross domestic product today. It's the first of three estimates of how the U.S. economy performed in the July to September period. A couple of earnings reports scheduled today. ExxonMobil and drug maker Merck are out with quarterly financial results before the markets open. Pre-orders for iPhone X begins. And if you're a fan of Stranger Things on Netflix, Season 2 drops today. Stranger Things on Netflix. Some of the things that could move the markets on this Friday, October 27th. That's the opening bell for today. We'll be back bright and early on Monday with another edition. Our show's producer is Bennett Wakenight. Our engineer this morning is Bob Ferguson. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great weekend.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's The Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with five German-engineered blades.
Bing!
all you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for just $2 a piece.
Ka-ching!
Now we're cutting the overpriced sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's, one perfect razor, none of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, redeem an $18 shave set trial bundle when you visit harrys.com and use code 7878 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 7878 to redeem our special shave set trial offer. harrys.com, code 7878. Again, it's harrys.com, code 7878. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
It is time for the Steve Cochran Show. Let's head down to the Allstate Showcase Studio. Dave, Andrea, I think Mary's even floating around in traffic. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday. It's the weekend before Halloween. Any big Halloween party plans or costume parties this weekend?
Yeah, no. You know, I went out on a school night last night, and I'm having trouble formulating sentences this morning.
Isn't it crazy? I think as we get older, it used to be easier and easier. Now it's like 9 o'clock things start, and I'm thinking, I'm going, okay, that's bedtime.
That's about an hour after
Exactly. About an hour after I lay down and try to close my eyes.
Exactly.
We'll see. Steve, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in just a few seconds here with business and news throughout the morning. This is the Steve.